Next patient is Terence Alexander. That's T as in Thomas. T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E. Terence. Terence Alexander. A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Alexander. Date of birth is 10-1-1941. Date of visit 8-8-22. Please make a copy for primary physician. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is an 80-year-old male who has a past history of COPD and chronic dyspnea. Has been on various bronchodilators in the past and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient was followed by a pulmonologist up north, and he just moved to Florida and has been experiencing some cough, congestion, and shortness of breath with exertion. He denies any chest pains, yellow sputum, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes the history of recurrent bronchitis and past history for emphysema. He also has history for prostate cancer with prostatectomy and has asthmatic attacks, denies hypertension or diabetes. I'm sorry, he does have mild hypertension. And he had a melanoma resected in the past. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next, med list, Advil disc, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff, BID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Spirivar SPMAT, 2 puffs daily. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol daily. Worked as a roofer, but retired. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died of heart disease. Father had emphysema. Next paragraph. Let's see. Med list included amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, and Spiriva, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day, Advil disc, 1 puff, BID. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams a day. Next, system review of the patient has had no weight loss, fevers, chills, no glaucoma, cataracts, no sore throat or hoarseness. Has urinary frequency, has shortness of breath, wheezing, has reflux symptoms and constipation. Has no chest or jaw pain or leg swelling. I'm sorry, does have leg swelling. No depression. Has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and skin rash with itching. Next physical exam, this averagely built elderly. White male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, peripheral edema. I'm sorry, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 68, respirations are 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 156, saturation 95. Itchy and ear, norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles on either side. Breath sounds are distant. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, minimal edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex is a 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and emphysema with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is asthma. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is history of gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plan, the patient will get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, complete metabolic profile. Was advised to go on Brio Ellipta, 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff daily, in place of the Advair. Advised to come back in 4 weeks for a follow-up visit. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.